All right, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos Erev Shabbos class learning. I think, Miriam, it's really coming up to the third anniversary of this year, no? Because it was definitely after Pesach and it was in the spring. I'm not sure the exact date of the month. Maybe it might have been May, no, on the secular calendar, I think. So, Hodu Hashem, Ki Tov, Ki Yom Chas. The three is a chazaka. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a real chazaka with a tremendous amount of her Batas HaTorah that emanates, Be'ezrat Hashem, from this year. And it is literally thanks to all of our sponsors for 3 years who really keep this year going. Thank you, all of you. And thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam for his Torah. Here we go. Susie Fonfeder reached out already before Pesach to sponsor this year. She is sponsoring L'Zecher Nishmas, her mother, Rachel Bas Yoshua Halevi, Alaha Hoshalom, who was Nifter 16 years ago on Yud Beis Iyar. She was a very special woman, Susie wrote, and an amazing friend to everyone, young or old. She understood people, she helped people, whether it was widows or couples who did not have children. She became their family, and Susie says, we, her children, became their family too. There was not a Shabbos or Sunday that went by that we did not go to visit them. They became like our grandparents, who are the actual grandparents who perished in Auschwitz, Hashem Yinkom Damam. My mother's love for her family ensured regular get-togethers, whether it was Shabbos, Yomim Tovim, the family was always together. And I thought she wrote something so poignant and beautiful. Today, as I, Baruch Hashem, am a great-grandmother, I realize how wonderful she was and how much I miss her. Mary Neshama, have an aliyah. She should be a Melitzah Yoshar for her family and all of Klal Yisrael, L'Zecher Nishmas Racha Bas Yoshua Levi, Alaha Hoshalom. Leah Solomon is also sponsored. I don't think she joins us Thursday evening, but she listens on Layu Torah, and she's sponsoring in honor of our Shir. And she said, may you, meaning me, Micha, and all those that learn from and with you, always see the beauty of Torah revealed to them, B'chol Lev V'Nefesh, at Sof Kol Hadaros, Amen V'Amen. Someone is sponsoring. She told me I don't have to mention her name. She asked, she just said she would like, in memory of Lucy D, Leah, Lucy D, Hashem Yinkom Dama, and her two daughters, Hashem Yinkom Damam, Maya and Rina, from Efrat, who were killed on Pesach. And she wrote, may their tragic loss serve to unite the Jewish people and Eretz Yisrael. And finally, last minute, later in the day, Miriam Nussbaum reached out. She would like to sponsor Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo with greater Karso Tov Takosh Baruch Hu for all the miracles and the special nays he performed 6 years ago in enabling her daughter, Chana Yael Basracha Va'asher Shatichya, her recovery after a serious car accident, which was on 6 years. So this sponsorship is like a hoda'a to the Ribbono Shel Olam for a new lease on life. Also, the Zecher Nishmas for dear mother-in-law, Carol Nussbaum, Kayla Bas Avram, Yertzeit 5 year, which was yesterday, and her dear sister-in-law, Sandy Verschleiser, Zetkin Bas Eliezer, whose Yertzeit is Shabbos 8 year. So may the Neshabbos of Racha Bas Yoshua Halevi, Alaha Hashalom, as well as Kayla Bas Avram and Zetkin Bas Eliezer, all married Zechiros and Elias Latova. May Hashem, in his mercy, you come as Taman, Leah, Lucy D, and our daughters Maya and Rina, and may we learn the message of unity and Achdus. And finally, we thank Leah Salman, who is sponsoring in honor of our Shir, apropos on the occasion of the third anniversary, and may we always see the beauty of Torah revealed. Amen, v'amen. So what did I decide to do? I think that's my mother-in-law, yeah, even though it says on the iPhone. Hi, Ima, welcome. Okay. So here we go. You know, it's interesting because last week, if you remember, one of the sponsors also mentioned the D family. And if you remember, she said that she read an Esha Torah that they learned Pirkei Avos every week. She mentioned the Zichiri Neshamas of the D family, the Leah, Lucy, and Rina Maya. And this week, someone else reached out to me. She said, you don't have to mention anything, but the learning should be L'Zecher Neshmasam. So I'm going to tell you what we're doing today. I'm going to start quoting an Ember Mishnayos. Hello, I'm just starting Shir.
Ma, I got to one second, on please. To take an antibiotic, is that correct?
Yeah, did you take the probiotic after school?
Yeah.
Okay, yes,
Ma,
take an antibiotic.
I'm it was about reflectors.
Oh, good. Here we go. Pirkei Avos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Yoshua ben Parachya, V'nitei ha'arbeli kiblu mehem. Yoshua ben Parachya Omer, Asei lecha Rav. Yeshua ben Paracha tells you should make for yourself a Rav, you should establish, acquire for yourself a friend, and you should judge every person to the side of merit. Actually, wait to this week's parsha, but Sadak Tishbot Esamisecha Kadoshim, so Rashi says, Bidanus called a Makavskos. So when you see someone doing something that you don't understand, instead of jumping to conclusions and instead of judging, oh, you should judge every person to the side of merit, the Mishnah tells you. Perek Alf Mishnah Vav. Perek Alf Mishnah Yud Beis. Hila v'shamay kiblu mehem. Hila omer. Hevi mi talmidav shal aron. What should be your interaction with other people? Ohev sham v'rodev sham. Oves v'brios or makarvan l'torah. Hila tells you, you want to know how to interact with other people? I'll tell you. You should be like Aron HaKohen. You should love peace. You should pursue peace. You should love people. And you should bring them close to Torah. You should judge everybody, says Nitzar Bailey. Yoshua ben Pracha. Yoshua ben Pracha, Nitzar Bailey. But Yoshua ben Pracha says, hey, Vidanus called him Kavschos. And Hillel says, you should be like Aaron. Oh, Evsham, Modevsham, Osabrios. You should just love people. You shouldn't be looking to see the bad in people. You should look to see the good in everyone around you. Perek Av Mishnah Tesvav. Shamai Omer. Asay Teras Chakeva. Make your learning a permanent, have a permanent time slot to learn. Make sure you stick to that time. And more ma'ava say harbe. Say little and do a lot. Behavi mikabos call adam besever panim yafos. Shamai, who paskins everything according to the strict letter of the law, is one who tells you when you greet every person, it should be with a pleasant countenance. You should, in order to greet someone with a pleasant countenance, you have to see the good. Because it means you're focusing on something positive and you greet everyone with a pleasant countenance. Okay? So those are three Mishnahs from Perak Off. Hey, Vedanas called them a kafschos. Oh, hey, this abrios in the carving the Torah. Hey, we called them, hey, we makabas called them a saver panim yafos. From Yeshua ben Precha, Hillel, and Shammai. Now we move forward into Perak Beis. Perak Beis Mishnah Hey. Hillel Omer, al tifrosh min tzibar. Don't separate yourself from the tzibar. Al tamim ba'asrichal yamoshal, tadines chavercha, chotagilim kobo. Don't separate yourself from the tzibur. I've told you this before. What is tzibur? Rabbi Zavov says, tzadik beinoni urasha. Tzadik beis vavresh. Tzadik beinoni v'rasha. I shouldn't separate myself from the beinonim. I think I'm such a tzadik. I shouldn't set myself apart from the rashaim. I want to be with them. Yes, actually you do. Klal Yisrael is one unit. Al tifrosh min tzibur. You don't want to be alone. Al tadin es chaver chacha tegim akoma, says Hillel. Why would you judge your friend until you get to his place? You're never going to be in his place. Because even if you're facing a similar situation, you didn't have the same upbringing, the same past, the same parents, the same education, the same school, the same show, the same personality traits. So people are different. How could you judge somebody else? You shouldn't judge. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel. What is the way that a person should... Ezehi derech tova sheyid bakbahu adam. What is the good path that a person should choose or that should, a person should cling to? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin Tovi, you should have a good eye. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chaver Tovi, you should have a good friend. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shachain Tov, a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Haroas Anola, let's see the outcome of your actions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Leiv Tov. Rabbi Eliezer says you should have a good heart. And guess what the Mishnah paskins? Who do we go according to? Whose path is the correct path that a person should cling to? Is it an ayin tova, a chaver tov, a shachin tov, a roas anolad? It's a leiv tov. Why? Because a leiv tov should be klaled v'rav d'vreichem. Because a leiv tov encapsulates everything else. If you have a leiv tov, then you have an ayin tova. If you have a leiv tov, every chaver will be a chaver tov. If you have a leiv tov, you'll have a shachin tov. You'll see the tov in your shachin. So a leiv tov encapsulates all other paths in life. They were all positive paths in life, so being encapsulated in a leiv tov. Perek Gimel. Am I in Perek Gimel? No, I'm still in Perek Beis. Mishnah Tasvav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yehi Kavod Chavercha, Chaviv Alayich Kishalach. Don't just think your honor is important. The honor of your friend should be as dear to you as your own honor. V'alti Noach Lichos. Don't be angered so easily. How should you interact with people? You honor yourself. You care about yourself. Honor somebody else. Care about somebody else. Don't become so angry at people. Perek Beis, Mishnah Tazayin. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Ayin Harav Yitzar, Vesinis Habrios, Motzin Es Ha'adam Min Ha'olam. You know how much I prepared? I think it's three classes here, but I'm still in the Mishnayas. I'm trying to illustrate a point. What is the point I'm trying to illustrate? I stopped after Perek Dalet. I could have gone through Perek Hay and Perek Vav also, but I stopped after Perek Dalet. Yoshua ben Precha, v'nit harbe kubler, Yeshua ben Precha, omer, say lecha rav v'knei lecha chaver, ve've danis ko adam lekav schos. Hela omer, ov sham, v'rodiv sham, ov isabrius imakar v'na Torah. Even Shammai, who pushed the convert away with a building tool because he couldn't teach him on one foot, says, hevi makabos ko adam besever panim yafos. Now we move to Perek Beis, and what have we learned so far? Al tifrosh min ha-tzibur. Don't be so confident, Shav. Don't think you're holier than Adam. Guess what? Don't separate from the klal. Oh, it means sadik beinoni rasha. You're right. Be part of that. And furthermore, al tadinis chavercha chotigim koma. Why would you judge your friend? You should never judge your friend. You're never going to be in their place, so you should never judge anybody else. You have enough problems to worry about in my own avodas Hashem. I have to go around with a negative eye, it's sarus ayin, and a gashus haruach, seeing the negative in everyone else. What is the best path a person should cling to? Is it a ayin tova, a chaver tova, a shachin tov, a rosh hanolad? It's a leiv tov. Because when someone has a leiv tov, it encapsulates all the other positive midos and attributes. Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar Omer, yehi kavod chavercha chaviv alayik kishalach. The honor of your friend should be as dear to you as your own honor. You're only worried about yourself. You should worry about somebody else's covered also. Don't be so quick to anger. Furthermore, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ayin hara v'yetzar v'sinas habrios. Let's see in Asadam in Olam. A wicked eye, an evil inclination, and hatred of your fellow human being removes a person from this world. And finally, I'm still in Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudzayin, Rabbi Yossi Omer, yehi mamon chavercha chaviv alayich tishalach. Your other friend, your friend's monetary possessions, your friend's physical possessions should be as precious to you as your own. There is a tremendous emphasis in Pirkei Avos on kavod for another Jew, for another person, for another human being, on respect, on understanding, on a sefer panim yafos, on seeking shalom, on loving people, on not judging them. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Chanina Bedosa Omer, Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nocha Hameinu, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hameinu. Who? If other people are pleased with you, the Ribbono Sholom will be pleased with you. V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBrios Nocha Hameinu, Ein Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hameinu. You want to know the barometer if the Ribbono Sholom is pleased with you? He looks to see how other people feel about you, how you treat other people. Ruach HaBrios Nocha Hameinu. If the spirit of other people is pleased with you, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hameinu. That's the barometer. V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBrios Nocha Hameinu, Ein Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hameinu. Interesting. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tesvav. Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i Omer. Hamabim Pnei Chaveiro Berabim. Af al pi sheyesh biyado Torah ma'isim tovim, ein lo chelek olam haba. A little frightening with social media and chats and group chats. Many of these Mishnayos have more teachings. For purposes of our shir, I am highlighting, I'm giving you the source, and I'm telling you the Mishnah. This whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yezer Madu Omer, HaMechal Sakadshim, HaMevazah Samoados, HaMab Pnei Chavir Barabim, HaMefer Briso Shavar Mavinu, HaMegal Panim Betar Shalok Kalacha, Afal Bishayesh Be'adu Tari Maisim Tovim, Enu Chelok Olam Haba. Okay, I don't want to take time to explain the whole Mishnah because I'm already running out of time. HaMab Pnei Chavir Barabim, Afal Bishayesh Be'adu Tari Maisim Tovim, Enu Chelok Olam Haba. Could be a very, very from yet. And kashrus, in dress, and appearance, and tefillah. Afal pi sheyesh bedo Torah ma'isim tovim. You think you're full of Torah ma'isim tovim? I gave to that gemach, on this gemach, on that dinner, on this chasid organization. Hamal bim pnei chaver, rabim eno chela ko olam haba. Per gimel, Mishnah tas zayin. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, hevi mekablas ko adam besimcha. Shammai says, besever panim yafos, with a pleasant countenance. Rabbi Yishmael says, greet every person with joy. Not just a pleasant countenance, not a half smile, but simcha, you're happy to see him. Oh, he's not Yerush Kafa. Oh, he wears a different yarmulke. Oh, maybe he's not even religious. Could you imagine such a thing? Maybe it's Kabbalah, it's called the besimcha. It doesn't say the God Aldar. It doesn't say the Chofetz Chaim. It doesn't say someone who's exactly like you, another Yid. Rabbi Akiva teaches us, Sieg l'chach mashtika. Longer Mishnah. Again, I'm in Perek Gimel still. Mishnah Yud Zayin. Shchot v'kalash rosh margilin es adam le'erva masor siyag le'torah maisho siyag le'osar nidarim siyag le'pisho siyag le'chach mashtika. You want to know what guarantees a wise person? Someone who knows when to close his mouth. SD 4440 is pay 80. Siyag le'chach mashtika. It's interesting that it's Rabbi Akiva who tells us that, no? We're going to get to Rabbi Akiva soon. Rabbi Akiva Parshas Kedoshim this week's Sedra, the second of this week's Parshios. Perk yud tes pasuk yud chas av kadoshim vayikra lo sikom lo sitars b'nei amecha v'ahavta l'rei archa kamocha ani yosham. Azuk Rashi Amar Rabbi Akiva. The Tana Rabbi Akiva says that kol gadol b'tar. Rabbi Akiva tells you, you know, you should know when to watch your mouth. Sig l'chach mashtiko. You want to protect your wisdom. You want to make a fence around your wisdom. You don't have to say everything. You see. You don't have to say everything you think. You don't have to post. Could you imagine? Don't post everything that comes into your mind. Just hold back. It's the same Rabbi Akiva who tells you, Avayikra yutas yudchas, after echa kamocha, is zeh klal gadovatar. You see a certain theme here in the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos, no? I mean, I see a theme in the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos. This is the Mishnayos we have done so far. We have quoted. Yoshua ben Precha, Omer aseicha rav knei lecha chaver behevei danis kol ha'adam lekaf schos. Hillel, Omer, hevei mitamid of sharon, ov sham, rod of sham, ov is a brus of makarv na Torah. Shammai, Omer, hevei mekabas kol adam b'sever panim, yafos. Hillel, Omer, al tifosh min etzibur, who do you think you are to separate from the klal? Yeah, tzadik beinoni rasho, you should be there. Al tadid es chavercha atcha to give him the kol. You're so busy judging somebody else, maybe I should judge myself first. I have my own failings. I have to worry about what they're doing. I have to worry about their avodas Hashem. What is the derech tova sheyidbak bo ha'adam? What is the most pleasing, the good path in life? Is it an ayin tova, chaver tov, shachin tov, rosa nolad, or leiv tov? It's a leiv tov, because someone who has a leiv tov will encapsulate all the other good midos we need to have. Furthermore, yihi kavod chavercha chaviv alayek kishachach. Atinu achichos. You're worried about your kavod? What about wearing somebody else's kavod? Don't be so quick to anger. Don't be such a kana'a. Rabbi Yeshua tells you, sinas habrios motzinas adam min olam. Someone who hates people removes him from this world. Rabbi Yossi tells you, himimon chavercha chaviv alayek kishalach. This is just introduction. The money of your friend, the possessions of your friends, whatever your friend has, whatever it is, it should be as precious to you as if it is your own. As if you respect somebody else, you respect what God gave him as well. Kol sheruach Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Kol sheruach habrios nocha heimenu ruach hamachem nocha heimenu. So I know the barometer by how God measures us. How other people view us, see us, understand who we are. If people like us, God likes us. Obviously, I'm not talking about gashmias. People are impressed with a fancy simcha you made. Or, I don't know, with flowers, with carving station. That's not what God's looking at. Obviously, I think it's clear, but I just want to state it. If a person is midos, he is not tadines chavircha because he knows I'm not going to be the mekomo. I have a leiv tov. I have a havas habrios, not sinus habrios. So they say in Shemaim, so what do we say about Michal? So they say, oh, you know, let's look up at the ledger. Let's see what people think. How does she treat people? How does she speak to people? Not only people in the street, her husband, her children, the people in her home, her Rav, her students, how does she deal with people? That's how I feel about her, says God. That's a frightening thought. Rabbi Elazar Mo'adai tells you, Rabbi Yishmael tells you, Hevi Mekabal is called them Besimcha. Rabbi Akiva tells you, the same Rabbi Akiva of Vayikra 19:18, Parshas Kedoshim, this week's Sedra. The same Rabbi Akiva of Ahavtarecha Kamocha, Amar Rabbi Akiva Zakal Gadobator, the same Tana tells you, Sig L'chach Mashtiko. Why do you have to say everything you think? You have to know when to close your mouth. That is the fence around wisdom. I'm not finished with the introduction. Perek Dalad, you see why I stopped after Perek Dalad? Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel, Ben Azai Omer, Al Tihi Vaz L'chol Adam, don't be scornful of any person, Va'al Tihi Mafig L'chol Davar, don't be disdainful of any matter, She'en Lecha Adam She'en Lo Sha'a. There's no such thing as a person who does not have his time, Ve'en Lecha Davar She'en Lo Makom, and there's no such thing as a thing that does not have its place. Al Tihi Vaz L'chol Adam, don't be so scornful of other people. Al ti mafig l'chol davar. Don't denigrate people or things. If God put them here, they have a purpose. There's no such thing as a person without his hour. Everyone's here for a purpose. God didn't just put you here for a purpose. Everyone's here for a purpose. Rabbi Levitas Yishyavna over. Me'od me'od heve shfal ruach. Shetikvos enosh rima. You should be very, very, exceedingly, exceedingly, mostly, mostly humble. Because the hope of man is the worm. Where are we all going? Into the dirt. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin. Look how important this is. The Mishnah now repeats, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. Look at that. Don't separate yourself from the Tzibur. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yad Beis. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hevi Shval Ruach Bifnei Kol Adam. You should be of low spirit. You should be humble before every person. I stopped because I realized that if I kept going as it is, I'm not going to say anything that I prepared. That was just an introduction. That was just me reading through the Mishnahs with my highlighter. That's exactly what I did. If you would look inside, you would see with my highlighter to highlight the Mishnahs I wanted to emphasize and bring up. So I think it's pretty clear that there is a very strong emphasis here on Inyanei Bin Adam L'Chaveiro. I'm going to screen share the handout that I made for you. I just have to find it. Where is it? Can you see that at the top it says Vayikra 19:18 right here? Yes, and then Rashi right underneath. Okay, perfect. So I already quoted this because we quoted Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, so now we already quoted this. This week's is Achreis Mos Kedoshim, okay? And in Parshas Kedoshim, we are told, love for your fellow what you love for yourself. And Rashi says, quotes the Tana of Rabbi Akiva, quoting the Medrash, this is a great principle of Torah. Why Rabbi Akiva? It's no accident. We can't fear because of the Korban Omer, okay? Which was brought on the 16th Nisan. Fine. But it's no accident, because nothing happens by accident, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away during this time period. It's my first time this year speaking about them. Okay? So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos 62b, Samech Beis Beis. So the Gemara tells us, Hayulo Banim Beyalduso, Yulo Banim Biskunaso. If a person, can you see when I highlight like that? You can't, so I don't need to do my pointer. Okay, good. Hayulo Banim Beyalduso, Yulo Banim Biskunaso. If you had children in your youth, you should have children in your own age. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Kohalas, Babokir Zraat Zarecha Ula Villa Erev Al Tanach Yadcha, in the morning, meaning in your youth, sow your seed, but in the evening, do not let your hand be idle. Ki ein chayode eza yichshar hazo zevim shneim kechatovim. You did work. You did Avodas Hashem, you did planting and building in the morning. You should do so in the evening as well, meaning in the early years of your life and the later years of your life, because you don't know from which you will look. Adam in the early years of his life, I mean, he was created fully formed, but fine. In the early years of his life, he had Cain and Hevel. How'd that go over? Not so well. In the later years of his life, he had Shais, Parakei, Pasagov, and that went very well. From Shais, the whole world's created. I never thought of that before when I taught this Gemara, actually, ever in my life, but it's a perfect example. Wow, never thought of that before. How you love banim beyaldu. So if you're like Adam and you had Cain and Hevel in your youth, okay, you love banim biskunaso, you should, guess what? Parakei pasakal, vayedach Adam eschava ishto vatarva teli ben, and who wasn't Shais? And from Shais the whole world comes. You should have children in your old age. Why? Because the Pasuk in Kohalas, Perikei Al Pasuk Vav says, in the morning you should sow your seed in your youth. And in the night, in the evening, don't let your hand be idle in your old age. Because you don't know which one, from which one you will have success. This one, the work of your youth, or this one, the work of your old age. Or maybe they're both equally good. As long as a person is alive, they have to work. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Lama Torah Bialduso, Yomo Torah Biskunaso. Rabbi Akiva says, you know, you should never stop learning. Emi, remember the person who you went and told her about class, and she says, no, I learned Parsha already in seminary. I'm sorry, it's comical. Me and my mother-in-law laugh. When we think, I feel bad for that lady, actually. But it's sadly humorous. You learn something in seminary, so you're not going to... Not me, find someone else. I don't care. Whatever, go to Shia, listen, learn some Torah. The Gemara tells you, you learn Torah in your youth, very nice. Yilmo Torah b'skunoso. What, you're finished? You get to a certain age and you say, now I'm crossing the line into old age, so I'm not going to learn anymore? Whoever heard of such a thing? You taught students in your youth. You should teach students in your old age. I like the Pasuk says, Babogar Zarat Zarecha. Amru, Shneim Asar Elf Zugim Talmidim, Hayula the Rabbi Akiva. Ah, my first time this year teaching the Gemara, which I referred to very often during this verse, Omer, Shachianav Kimana Vigyarulas, Manazesh Shnei, and I'm going to quote a Chiddush that I never saw before. I'm so excited. I work so hard on this year. I'm so happy to be teaching, and it's already 8:26. That I'm not so excited about. Shneim Asar Elf Zugim Talmidim Hayu Rabbi Kiva Megives at Antipers. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of students from Geves to Antipers, two cities in Eretz Yisrael. V'kula Mesu B'Perek Echad. They all died during one time period. What did I bold for you? Very famous words of the Gemara that many have big kashas on. Mipneishu L'Nahagu Kavod Zelazeh. What does this mean? So it's the $10 million question. What does it mean that they did not give honor to one another? But the Gemara says that that's why they died. Now, didn't we just learn Yehi Kavod Chaver Chachaviv Alai Kishalach? Did we not just learn that? Did we not just learn Hevi Mikabas Kol Dam B'Sever Panim Yafos Hevi Mikabas Kol Dam B'Simcha Yimaman Chaver Chachaviv Alai Kishalach? We just learned all these things. Al Tidich Chaver Chachal Tegilim Kamos. What's going on? The world was desolate. But the Ram Moshe Alem, Rabbi Akiva is a perfect example, the Gemara is telling you, of someone who taught students in his youth and learned Torah in his youth. And when he saw that that work was destroyed, he went to the south and he started all over again. There's so much to learn from this Gemara. Rabbi Meir, by the way, that's Rabbi Meir Bahanis. I only learned that a couple of years ago. I never knew that Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Meir Balanes. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shabua. He had 12,000 pairs. Now he has 5. V'heim, heim, heim, midu Torah Sosha. And from those 5, they upheld the Torah at that time. Perhaps you could say, one keneged chamisha chumshei Torah. Each one is as if they're holding up one of the chamisha chumshei Torah. Tana kula mesu b'pesach v'atzeres. And now the Gemara tells us when did they die? From Pesach to Atzeres. Atzeres is the Talmudic word for Shavuos. Amar Rabbi Chama Rab. Okay, fine. What did they die from? Askara. Okay, inflammation of the throat takes particularly dehumanizing because it blocks the victim's power of speech. Okay, why did they die? And it's Rabbi Akiva who tells us in Parshas Kedoshim. Now it makes sense that Rabbi Kiva tells us he had a lot of experience. Look what happened to my 24,000 students. They didn't have cover for one another and they died. I saw an idea that I never saw before because everybody questions, what does this Gemara mean? So there's many different answers. I'm going to give you one tonight that I never offered before because I never saw it before. And it comes from Rav Avigdor Miller and I thought it was really beautiful. It doesn't try and explain how could the students of Rabbi Akiva not have cover for one another. How do we understand that? Rabbi Zavlov has his pshat in covered al Torah, they didn't share Torah. Rabbi Hirschel Schachter, Shlita, quotes a pshat that it was a shas hashmad and the Romans killed them. Those all make sense. But Rabbi Victor Miller says something else. And it really ties in so beautifully to our shir, and it's a very, very beautiful understanding of this Gemara, and I never saw it before. Certainly never taught before, because I never seen it before. How should we understand this? Could you tell I'm very excited tonight? Yeah. I mean, I'm always, but like, I have so much I want to share with you tonight. It's going to be 2 classes, bleed later. How should we understand the sin of the students of Rabbi Akiva that caused so many thousands of them to die? Good question. Now, Victor Miller Zatzal says, there's a certain tradition that in the time of Sfira, many Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva perished by a plague. And we have a tradition, he says it's a tradition, it's not a tradition, the Gemara writes it, but Feirush, Shalom Nahagu Kavod Zelazeh, they didn't treat each other with respect. What does this mean? I will explain it to you, he says. It's very beautiful. If you look for chametz, you might find some forgotten piece of bread that's hidden away. If you don't look, you won't find it. Isn't it true? You know when you do bidikas chametz properly, what happens? I remember a couple of years ago, we actually found some crumbs. I don't know if it was a pretzel. I think it was a pretzel in the middle of the couch. I was so excited because I actually found what I was searching for. If you don't look, however, you won't find it. The pretzel would have sat there. It would have been mevatel with the kol chamir v'chamia, but nevertheless, I found it. If you don't look, you won't find it. It doesn't mean you don't have some chametz stacked away, because everyone has some chametz stacked away. This is chametz is a metaphor, kabbalistically, for the Yetzer Hara. So he's not only referring here to the chametz that you have in your home, that's hidden between the couch, you know, cushions, that you forgot to find the pretzel. He's talking about your internal chametz as well. Everyone has some chametz stacked away. A bottle of whiskey here, a biscuit there. If you don't look, you'll have chametz in your possession. The Jew always looks for chametz. The Jew always looks for his sins all year round. And he discovers the wrong things in himself, which he must rid himself of. We know this. That chametz is a metaphor. Everyone speaks about it. For the Yetzer Hara. And when you search for chametz, you have to search yourself. So Victor Miller says, if you search, you're going to find. If you don't search, you're not going to find. It's true. If I think I'm perfect and I have nothing to work on, I'm not going to search for any chametz. I won't be working on my Avodas Hashem. I won't be davening for Siyata Deshmaya. I won't say, V'ino am Hashem Elkeinu Aleinu. Aleinu. Oh, I'll just think I'm fine and I have nothing to work on. So the house is clean from chametz and I don't have to check. But you do have to check. You're mitzvah b'dikas chametz. You have to check because you're never totally rid of chametz. Victor Miller says something very interesting. There was a plague. There was a megapha. There was Ascara. The students started dying. That came first. And the disciples of Rabbi Akiva said they were great Talmidei Chachamim. They were the Talmidim of the Gadol Hador. They were great Masmidim who sat in the four Amos of Torah. And when they saw this plague, they asked themselves, why is there a plague? What is Hashem telling us? Chatanu, we have sinned. It's our fault. We must have some kind of sin in ourselves that caused this. Maybe we weren't polite enough to our friends. Maybe we mistreated them. In other words, they did a chashbon and nefesh when they saw what others might attribute to a natural event. It's a natural event. There's a virus. It's going around. It's a plague. So they were dying. It's nothing. Hashem's not sending me a message. No, they didn't take that. Ein adam nekav esba'o milamata ela imken mechuzin elav milamala chul in 7b. You don't bump your finger without a decree in heaven. So they saw that something was happening, something terrible was happening. And then they started to do an introspection, a cheshbon and nefesh. They said, what could Hashem be telling us? Why is this happening? Now, says Rav Victor Miller, we don't have a basko that tells us this was the reason for the plague. Listen carefully to what he's saying. The Gemara doesn't say, Yatza baskova amra, muzman Rabbi Elazar ben Dudar, yechai olam haba. Vodazar Yudzayin. You don't have a basko that comes out and says, Eluv elu divre elokim chayimim v'alocha kebeis elo, Eruvin 13b. No, there was no basko. The Gemara doesn't say in Yuvamos, Yatza baskova va'amra, kula mesu mipnei shalom nahagu kavazeles, eh? That's not what the Gemara says. I just gave you two other examples of when a basko comes out and tells you what the halacha is. There was no basko that told them the reason for the magefa is mipnei she'atem lo nohagim kavod zeloze. But they searched in their hearts and they couldn't find anything else. If they could have found other sins, maybe they would have said, for these sins we're being punished. But they couldn't find anything. They were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So they finally said about themselves, it must be because we weren't polite enough with each other. They told themselves that, based on their cheshbon and nefesh. What could our failing be? Did we go to an R-rated movie? The first of the Suk Sedra? Don't go to those theaters and stadiums, says Rashi. Did we do that? Were we Oved Avodah Zarah? Were we lax and cautious? Did we not dress tzanua? Did we speak with nivel pei? What could it be? They did a cheshbon and nefesh. The Gemara does not say, Yatsu Sabasko V'Omra. Gemara says, "Mipnei shalom nahagu kavod zeloze." This is a gaval de chiddush. What Victor Miller is saying, when the plague happened, because they were b'nei Torah, because they were attuned to saying, "What does Hashem want from me? Lama, for what purpose is this suffering?" Sham shem fal hirsh to Tehillim 22. But they couldn't find anything. We didn't go to an R-rated movie. We didn't go to any movie. We dressed tzanua. We ate kosher. The matzah was shmura. The arba minim were perfect. There was no cheskas treifus in our basar v'chalav. It was separate. But what could it be? What's Hashem telling us? So they finally came to the conclusion that maybe their midos were lacking. Maybe we weren't polite enough to each other. It wasn't a basko. It's what they told themselves after searching their heart. That, says Rabbi Victor Miller, is a monument, a testimonial to the greatness of the old generations. They understood that somehow they were lacking. They blamed themselves. And every sphere, that's what we're supposed to think about. We have to decide that we're going to be more and more polite to each other. This is what we should do. I thought it was tremendous. I've never heard this perspective before. It's not God saying they died mipnei shalom nahagu kavod zeloze. It's them saying, what chisaron do we have here? Hashem does not send messages stam because he has nothing better to do with his time, chas v'shalom. Hashem does not send messages without meaning and intent and purpose. He sends a message so we should learn. Now it's up to the Gedolim to tell us what the message is, but these were Gedolei Torah. They were holding up the word. They were the students of Rabbi Akiva. The Tana Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu, Menachos 28, sat in the back of his beis medrash. Moshe didn't understand his shiur. Could you imagine? It's not a basko that said, Mipnei Shalom Nahagu Kavod. They said about themselves, it must be Because we keep Chal Yisrael, and we keep Pas Yisrael, and we keep Yashan, and we keep Vatznei Alachasim Elokecha, and we fast on Yom Kippur, and we put on Tefillin. Must be something else. It must be maybe we were nice enough to each other. And that's why they said it must be that they were all dying. What a chiddush. What a lesson. What a frightening teaching. Let's go back to the hand that I made for you. In February, just a few months ago, 2 months ago, at a bus stop in Ramat, on Erev Shabbos, on a Friday, the packed bus stop on a sunny Erev Shabbos afternoon, early afternoon. Yaakov, can you see my screen? Yaakov Yisrael Peli, 6 years old, and his brother Asher Menachem Peli, 8 years old, the Shemim Komdamim, were murdered in a car ramming attack. A couple of weeks later, Halal Yaniv, age 21, and Yagel Yaniv, age 19, Hashem Yun Kom Damam, were driving their car after Shabbat back to their Hezder Yeshiva. They were on the Huwara Road, which many in the Shomron use because that's the route that the residents have to use, when they were shot at point blank range by terrorists. The first set of brothers were 6 years old and 8 years old. It makes the 21 years old and the 19 year old seem odd. Until you think of someone you know who's 21 and 19, and you realize how very young that is. And then, it was the second day of Yom Tov for us in Chutz Arts, which was the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Rina, 16, I saw 16, 15. And Maya, Rina, Maya D, 16 and 20 years old, two sisters, were murdered. Also at point blank range. Their father, Rabbi Leo D, said, after he missed a call from Maya, exactly at the time of the terror attack, he said it will haunt him for a long time. But for whatever reason, he missed the call from his daughter. She's under pigua. In 2 months, two brothers and two sisters and their mother were taken from our nation in quick succession. All children. I had heard about this because our rabbi, Rabbi Akiva Willig, spoke about it in his Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. My husband came home and he told me. I had not heard about it. But Rabbi Willig spoke about it in Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. In April, this was not a terror attack. But also in April, in the south, you know how Israelis and tourists, when we go there, go on so many hikes. It was the beginning of spring after a very rainy season. There was flash flooding in the south. And a brother and a sister were killed and they drowned. They were swept away by the flash floods. 25-year-old Mayan Asur was swept away with his sister, 18-year-old Sachar. A brother and a sister. What is so powerful and so frightening is that after the three sets of siblings were murdered, the Peli brothers, the Yaniv brothers, and the D sisters. I'm going to do a different screen share. Can you see that it's a root shev, it's the Hebrew site, okay? Can you see that there's like a billboard here? Could someone tell me if you could see it? Yes or no? Yes, you can? Okay. It says, Matai, I'll read it with Ivrit. Matai kulanu yavinu, shakulanu po achim. Matai kulam yavinu, shakulanu po achim. This is a big billboard, monument, poster, huge, in Tveria in the north. After the three sets of siblings were murdered, 25-year-old Mayan Asur, before he was killed with his sister, posted on social media. I do not know if he was dati or not dati, but after three sets of siblings were murdered, Zachor Sashar Salacha Amalek B'chol Dor V'Dorim Dimaleinu Chalaseinu, he posted on social media, and he wrote, When will all of us around here come to the understanding that all of us are brothers? Matai kulam yavinu shekulanu poachim. See in parentheses, this was written by Mayan Asur, Zichron Olavracha, Lezichram shal Mayan Asur, Visachar Asur, Zichron Olavracha, Teish Nishmasam Tzvar B'Tzorachayim. He posted that on Facebook or social media before he drowned with his sister. It's not a baskol that says Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. There were times when a baskol came out and said the Alacha Kabeis Hillel. Eilu V'eil Divrei Elokim Chayim V'Alacha Kabeis Hillel. Erevin 13b, I'm telling you who's right. I'm telling you, says God, that Rabbi Elazar ben Dudai did teshuva, and he's going to Chai Olam Hava. When the executioner jumped in to the flames because he took off the tufts of walls of Hodazara 18, Yerchas, a baskol came out. Who was it? Which one of those Saruge Malkos? If you remember, post it on the chat, please. I'm totally drawing a blank. Please post it on the chat. And the executioner said, if I remove the wet tufts of wool, so your death comes faster. Well, I got Olam Haba. He said, yes, he jumped into the fire. And a baskol came out and said, the Tana and the executioner are going to Chai Olam Haba. What does it mean? Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. It's such a kasha. It's such a pella. No one understands this Gemara. The students of Rabbi Akiva tells us about their godless. They looked at themselves. They said, we're such erlecha, yosha, or from a yidin. We do every chumah, every mitzvah, every, thank you. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus? Yeah? Was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus? Okay, I believe you. I don't think so. It doesn't say I'm right, though. I don't think so. But I could be wrong. I don't have the Gemara in front of me. It's a Vodazar Yerchas. But I don't remember. I'm drawing a blank. Okay. It is the point, but for right this second, it's not the point. Rabbi Chinin ben Chajan, thank you. They looked at themselves and they said, why is this happening? There was no baskol. But they had to figure it out on their own. And they said, we don't see any other lacking. We have so many gemachs. We have so many chesed organizations. We have so many tzedak organizations. We have so much support of Torah. We send our children to yeshivos and day schools. And we care for each other, but maybe not enough. Maybe not enough. They're telling you, Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. Matai kulam yavinu, shekulanu po achim. Following is an excerpt from an article on Arut Shava. You could see it on my screen, it went back to my handout. Sivan Rachav Meir wrote this article on Arut Shava, the Hebrew Arut Shava. There's the English language Arut Shava, Israel National News, there's Arut Shava English and Ivrit. So Sivan Rachav Meir has been in Chutz Arts, New York, this week, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmut, speaking in different schools, venues. Okay. This is an article she wrote from New York. Erev Yom HaZikaron. Her 80 Behartza'a l'tamidim b'New York et hashaleit hazeh. This is the article that goes along with the poster, the billboard I just showed you. Erev Yom HaZikaron, I showed the students in New York this banner. Campaign Chutzot Chadash b'Tveria. It's a new campaign in the neighborhood in Tveria. What is this new campaign? They're putting up billboards. And the billboards say, Matai kulam evinu shekulanu poachim. Sivan Rachav Meir says, I showed this to the students in New York, this picture of this campaign, and I showed them that the poster says, Matai kulanu yavinu shekulanu poachim. When will we finally recognize that we are all brothers? Which was posted by Mayan Asur before he died with his sister. Tirgamnu et hamishpat v'hisbarti et hamishpat. We explained this, what's happening here. We explained the sentence. We explained what it says. We explained the meaning of this. V'hisbarti shekatavo to Mayan Asur. And I told the students in New York, says Sivan Rachav Meir, that Mayan Asur wrote this. Sheneharag im achoto sahar b'shitfon b'darom. I told them that the author of this statement was Mayan Asur. who is killed with his sister, Sahar, in flash flooding in the south. Hu katav et hadvarim acharei shloshe zugot achim nirtzachu bipikuim. When did he write this? He wrote these words after three sets of siblings were murdered in terror attacks. Ha'achim Peli, ha'achim Yaniv, v'achiyoti. Zeh ha'post. Zeh ha'post she'pirsei Ma'ayan. And in response to the murder of Yaakov Yisrael Peli, 6, and his brother Asher Menachem Peli, 8, and Halal Yaniv, 21, and Yagel Yaniv, 19, and Rina, 16, and Maya, 20. What was the post she'pirsei Ma'ayan? The post that he publicized, Pirsume Nisa, Pirsume Pigua, Lifnation Nesfaba Atzmo Imechoto. This was the post that he posted before he himself lost his life with his sister. Va'az Mora Achat Amra, and then one of the teachers in the classroom in New York where Sivan is teaching or speaking, said, you know, said one Mora in the class, this week's Sadra is Kadoshim, and it actually says, Vahafta Recha Kamocha. V'na'ar Echad Amar, and one boy in the class said, Shayudim Hamerikainim, Vayisraelim Heim Gamachim. One boy in the class said, you know who else is brothers? Americans, Jews, and Israeli Jews are also brothers. What does that mean, American Jews and Israeli Jews are also brothers? It means American who wears a white shirt and black pants and Israeli wears a white shirt and black pants and black hat and black shoes, they're brothers? Or does it mean that the one who wears a white shirt and black pants in America and the one who wears sandals and khakis and a white t-shirt with his tzitzit out are brothers? And this boy said, you know, we don't even talk about that. And one girl in the class said, I think, she said, it's not Ma'ayan who posted and who asked this question. Ze Elokim Shoel. It's God who's asking us. Matay Navin Sha'anachnu Achim. Maybe send one child in the class. Sivan does not say the age, I don't know. Maybe it's not Ma'ayan who's speaking to us. Maybe I think, said this girl, it's Ribono Shel'Olam saying, when will you people understand? You may speak different languages, live in different socioeconomic status. Yes, dress very different from one another. Some of you eat Rabbanut, and some of you only eat B'datz Mahadran. Some of you eat Chalav Yisrael, and some of you eat Chalav Stam. Some of you wear tichos, and some wear shetos. Some wear stockings with a line, and some wear open sandals with nothing on their toes. When will you understand that you are brothers? When will we understand that we are brothers? I'm going to read the article again. It's very short without interrupting now, okay? Erev Yom HaZikaron, Hireti Behartza'a LeTalmidim B'New York, Et HaShalet HaZeh, Campaign Chutzot Chadash B'Tiveria, Matai Kulanu Yovinu SheKulanu Poachim, Tirgamnu Et HaMishpat, V'Hisparti SheKatav Oto Mayan Asur, SheNeharag Im Echoto Sahar. B'shitafon b'darom. Hu katav et hadvarim achrei shloshe zugot achim nirtzachu b'piguim. One life is a whole world. There are 4 families in Eretz Yisrael within 2 months of losing 2 children, close in age, young children. Ha'achim Peli, ha'achim Yaniv, ha'achim v'achiyot di. Zeh ha'post she'persam Ma'ayan. Lifnation of Saba Atzmo Imachoto. Vazmora Achat Amrash, Biparshat Hashavu, Harei Katuva, Haftarecha Kamocha. V'na'arachad amar sh'ayudim ha'merikaini v'yisrael him gamachim. V'azeh b'klal v'medabrim. Why are we so judgmental of each other? Why can't we accept that other Jews have a different way of life? Let God be the judge. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam judges us, not how long my sleeves are, even though Baruch Hashem, I dress a certain way. It's for me. And if someone doesn't, it's not my business. We try, we educate, we show the proper way. All of us are brews from a carve in the Torah. Why am I judging other people? You know how God judges us? Kol sheruach habrios nocha himenu, ruach hamakom nocha himenu. V'na'arachat amra sheledata ze lo mayan sho'el. Ze elokim sho'el. Otay navin she'anachnu achim. The Pesukim tell us, it's a good question, when will we understand we're brothers? But Yosef and his brothers did not get along very well at all. They didn't get along. He had a ksonis pasim. I'm going to screenshot, I'll show you the Pesukim that I'm going to be quoting from. Okay, so you should be able to see now I'm going to Bereishis. Zion. No, I just did not want to do that. I don't know what I just did. Okay, they don't get along. Sometimes it happens that brothers do not get along. Father loves him. He has a ksonas pasim. He has dreams. He sees him doing things he doesn't understand. And we are told, Vayishnu also, Vayachu Dabulu Shalom. They hate him. They can't speak to him in peace. Ohev Shalom, Verodiv Shalom. There's no Shalom. Vayisifu Odsno also, Alachal Masav Al Dvarav. They hate him more. He tells his dreams. They're not happy. Vayikanu Bo Echov. Not only do they hate him, not only is there no peace, now they're jealous of him. One day they got to pasture their flocks in Shechem. And father says to Yosef, you know, your brothers are pasturing the flocks in Shechem. Please go. I'm going to send you to them. And Yosef says, Hinini. And Yaakov says, Lechna re'ei et shlom achecha. Maybe on this mission you will be able to access some peace with your brothers. Shlom atzon. Vashuveni davar. Bring me back word. V'yishalechim e'imek chavon v'yivo shechema. But they're not there anymore. V'yimtzeyu ish. A man finds him and he's blundering in the field. He's wandering. He's straying. He doesn't have Waze. He doesn't have GPS. He doesn't have Google Maps. He doesn't know where to go. And the man said, what do you seek? And Yosef said, Zvulun goes into business. Yisachar Stitz and Steigs. They probably didn't dress the same. Because the guy who sits in the masman who sits in Steigs dresses a certain way. And the sailor on the ship dresses a certain way. But when Yaakov died, they asked for Bnei Yaakov. They all were able to stand together next to each other around their father's bed. And Levi, who serves in the big day kahuna, Kohanim, probably didn't look like Yisachar or Zvulun. And God, who's a warrior, probably was dressed in army clothing. Could you imagine a Jew dressed in army clothing? I should love him. A troop will troop forth from God. Yeah, guess what? He's your brother. Dina, I don't know what she wore. She probably didn't look like us today in Tavshin Pechas. Maybe she didn't wear stockings. I have no idea. It's Dina. But I don't know. Did they have stockings in those days? But they're all able to stand around Yaakov Avinu's bed. Because they're all brothers. I'm looking for one thing, said Yosef. My brothers, do you know where they are? Can you please tell me? And the man says, I heard them travel from here. They said they're going to Dashan. I was thinking to myself when I was preparing Shir, that achai is made up of an aleph and then ches yod. Aleph, when we have Achdus, when we see ourselves as one unit, and Chai, we will have life. Chai is made up of an Aleph and then a Ches and a Yud. It can be broken up into Aleph, Achdus, Echad, Al Tifrosh Minat Sibra. We saw it in two different Mishnahs tonight. And Chai, life. So if you want to know what the secret to life is, it's as a Chai. Anochi mevakish. Hagidana li efo heim ro'im. Then we can have achdos. Ribbono shel Olam says, then you will have chai. You will have life. What does it mean, mipnei shelo nahagu kavod za'aza? Really, the students of Rabbi Akiva? It wasn't a bas kol. It was they themselves says, we must be deficient in something. What could we be possibly deficient in? It's not Chal Yisrael, it's not Pas Yisrael, it's not Yashan, it's not Snias, it's not Goyish music, it's not the movies, we don't read the newspaper. What are we deficient in? It must be that Yisachar and Zvulun couldn't sit down at the table together. Because one wears a hat, a white shirt, a jacket, and black pants, and the other wears clothing of a sailor. And the one who's dressed in the army clothing, God, can't sit down at the table with Levi because they're Yoram Shpatech Aliyach of the Suras Chal Yisrael, because they're the teachers of Torah. I never heard of such a thing as a Jewish soldier. Matai Kulanu Yavinu Shekulam Poachim Yeshu Ben Prache Omer Hevei Danes Kol Adam Akav Schus Hela Omer Hevei Mitav Midav Shad Ov Shom Vrodiv Shom Vrodiv Shom Vrodiv Shom Vrodiv Shamei Omer, Hevi Mekavos, called him a saver panam Yafos. Hello Omer, Al Tifrosh Minat Sibor, Al Tadines Chavercha Achetagil Mekomo. Should you have an Ayin Tova, Chaver Tov, Shachin Tov, Rosanot, or a Lev Tov? You should have a Lev Tov. Because when you have a Lev Tov, you have all other Midos that are positive. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Yi Kavar Chavercha Chaviv Aleich Kishalach, Al Tino Chichos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Sinas Habrios Motzines Adam in Olam. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yehi Maman Chavercha Chaviv Alayich Kishalach. Rabbi Hanani Ben Dosa Omer, Kol Sheruach HaBrius Nocha Hemeno, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemenu. Kol She'en Ruach HaBrius Nocha Hemenu, En Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemenu. Rabbi Elazar Muadi Omer, Kol Amabim Pnei Chaver Barabim, Afal Pishesh Beda Torah Maisim Tovim in Lachelik Olam Haba. Rabbi Shmo Omer, Evi Mekalas called him Besimcha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sieg Lachach Mashtika. Ben Azai Omer, Alti Baz Lachol Adam, Ba Alti Mafig Lachol Davar. Shein Lachol Adam, Shein Lachav, Ein Lachol Davar, Shein Lachol. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna Omer, Me'od Me'evet Hevesh Fal Ruach, Shatikvas Enosh Rima. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Al Tifrosh Min Atzibar, Rabbi Meir Omer, Havei Shfal Ruach B'fnei Kol Adam. We thank Susie Fraunfeder very, very much. Zecher Nishmas, her mother, Rachel Bas Yoshua Levi Al Hashem, was Niftar 16 years ago on Yud Beis Iyar, who, by the way, as Susie read, if you paid attention to the dedication, loved everyone, young, old, and took everyone under her wing and made them family. We thank Leah Salman, who is sponsoring in honor of this shiur. So may all of us be zocha to see the beauty of Torah revealed. We thank the person who doesn't want to be announced, but who asked in memory of Lucy D and her two daughters, Maya and Rina from Efrat, who were killed on Pesach. And I'll tell you the truth, that's what really was the impetus for the shiur, because last week someone sponsored the Zecher Nishmasim, and this week, and I see that it's on people's minds. I went to Parsha and the Sfira. With the overarching theme of Pirkei Avos, I think it's time for us to think about these things. And Miriam Nussbaum, Hodu Hashem Kitov, as a Hoda'ah to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the life of her daughter, Chana Yael Bas Rachel Va'asher Shetichya, and also the Zecher Nishmas, her mother-in-law, Kael Bas Avram, Yurtzei 5 year, and her sister-in-law, Zatkin Bas Eliezer, Yurtzei 8 year. I really do thank all of you, tonight's sponsors, past and future. It's because of you that we're learning this Torah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam should pay you back. Kafel u'michu pelas. And we should think about what we learned tonight. And we should share this shiur with people. and you get the recording. And we should think that Achai is made up on Aleph and a Ches and a Yod. And we have Achdos, and we have life. And we should think about what that student in New York said when she saw the post by Mayan Asur before he was killed with his sister, and he wrote on public social media, Matai kulam yavidu shekulan po achim. Va'azmara achat amra sheb'parshat ha'shavu ha'rei katu v'ahavta le'echa kamocha. V'nar achat amra sheyuhudim ha'amerikanim v'yisraim keim gam achim. V'al zeh b'klal lo medabrim. V'nara achat amra sheleda'ata zelo ma'ayan shu'al, ze elokim shu'al. Matai navin sha'anachnu achim. Besoros tovus to everybody. Thank you so much. Laila Tov and good Shabbos.